I'm Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and it's time for K1 Sports with Phil Weaver and Evan Farbach.
Good morning, 29 degrees. K1 Sports time is 6:45. Hope that your Monday is off to a good start. Well, let's start with a couple Oklahoma Wesleyan notes, as OKWU had a great weekend in athletics, first in soccer, as both the Eagle and Lady Eagle squads won their first round matches in the NAIA National Tournament on Saturday right here in Bartlesville. Eagle men blasted Waldorf University 5-0, while the Lady Eagle women shut out Lindsay Wilson 3-0. Both those teams now advanced to the round of 16 in that national event. The women will take on number 4 William Carey 1 week from today. That's Monday, November the 27th. The women's Sweet 16 is in Orange Beach, Alabama. The men will next take on Kaiser University. That's the host club for the men's Sweet 16 in Delray Beach, Florida. Eagle head coach Jamie Peterson previews his team's next opponent and Kaiser's head coach Gavin Oldham.
Another good quality team. Coach Gavin does an amazing job. He's a first-year head coach there, but he also had led Northwestern Ohio to the couple Final Fours and been very successful there. So it's a tough road, but it's a road that we've been through, so hopefully experience helps us get to Florida, and from there it's a new season. Anybody can win.
The men will begin play in Delray Beach 1 week from today as well. We'll have more on both those Oklahoma Wesleyan soccer teams advancing in the NAIA soccer tournament later on this week. To basketball, both OKWU hoops teams won their Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference home openers on Saturday against York, Nebraska. The Eagle men got a victory against a quality York men's club, 85-77. That game was tightly contested in the first half, both teams making a barrage of shots from the outside. Eagles took a 4-point lead into the locker room, but came out playing stellar defense. Oklahoma Wesleyan held York to just 4 points during the first 10 minutes of that second half. Bremen Alexander hit a trio of 3-pointers in the game, including this one, which gave the Eagles a 25-point lead.
It's 22-4 in the second half. Malvo driving, now kicks out to Bremen Alexander, right wing three. Woo! That one goes down. Alexander, 15 points, 25-point lead.
Max Gross had that call Saturday on 99.1 KPGM. Sloppy play late allowed the Panthers to make the contest look closer than it really was. Okwu has now won 8 of its first 9 games to begin the year. The Eagles are 2-0 in conference play. Lady Eagles got a convincing victory over York as well. 77-62 was that final. It was a phenomenal day for senior guard Tiffany Rieger, who dropped a career-high 24 points in the win.
Hand off to Rieger. Tiffany going the other way. Top of the key, now in the lane, left side. Rieger fade away off the glass, a new career high for Tiffany Rieger.
Max Gross on that call again. That victory puts the Lady Eagles at 1-1 in conference play, 5-1 overall. Full recaps available online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Sticking with basketball, high school hoops get their official start in our area tomorrow, as there's a few local games on tap, and one of them is Nowata at home against Barnsdall. The Nowata Ironman schedule going to look a bit different this winter than it has the past couple seasons. Here's Nowata boys coach Gary Hollingshed.
Do drop down from 3A to 2A this year. It doesn't get any easier just because it's 2A, because there's some tough teams. We changed conferences, but the good thing is, and I've talked to each one of these coaches in this conference now, it's one of those deals where night in and night out, it's going to be a battle. And I think that's gonna help and prepare us for the season.
We'll have Nowata and Barnsdall on the radio tomorrow evening, an 8 o'clock tip off in Nowata on KRIG 104.9. You can hear a full high school basketball preview on our website. As Saturday was K1's Coaches Breakfast, we talked with coaches from Bartlesville, Dewey, Copan, and much more. It's archived online with this story, BartlesvilleRadio.com. We've got some college and pro basketball on the air this evening as well. Oklahoma State begins play in the Legends Classic in Brooklyn as the Pokes go up against number 16 Texas A&M. OK State should have forward Jeffrey Carroll back in the lineup tonight. Carroll missed the Cowboys' first 3 games of the season, pending investigation as to whether he was eligible. Aggies and Pokes tip off at 6 right here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Also, the Oklahoma City Thunder try to bounce back. OK State had that rough loss to San Antonio on Friday. Thunder is at New Orleans against the Pelicans. That's a 7 7 o'clock tip on 99.1 FM KPGM, your home for the Oklahoma City Thunder in Bartlesville. Some NFL action. Dallas Cowboys lost at home against the Philadelphia Eagles 37-9 in Sunday Night Football. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Chiefs had one of the worst losses of the season in the NFL as KC lost at New York against the Giants 12-9 in overtime. New York was just 1-8 on the season entering yesterday's contest. That's a look at K1 Sports. I'm Evan Farbach.